Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial and Mexicali Valleys. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. And Happy New Year to everyone. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And again, Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year! Welcome back.
It's been a while since we've been live.
Well,
we've had 2 weeks.
But it's cool because everybody who was missing us went to the podcast at KXORadio.com and kind of caught us and you know, maintained the relationship over the internet. So.
Well, I hope everyone that is listening had a good holidays, had time spending with their families, and you know, just had a good time. I mean, it's just those 2 weeks, you know, Christmas, New Year's. It's so hectic and stressful and trying to get everything running around, you know, just people driving in the streets, just cars just swerving, you know, going around me. If I'm trying to go speed limit, people just...
I totally stayed home and didn't do anything.
Well, I did. I stayed away.
I saw some good movies.
So I stayed away on the 24th from stores and...
Far, far away.
Yeah, so it was now back to normal. Now we're done with the holiday. How depressing.
No, wait. It's like, why not just keep that same kind of family and togetherness and fun and enjoying the moment? Just let that keep
Actually,
going.
You know what?
Take away all the confusion and stuff.
Honestly, what I miss is the food. Because there's so much food during the holidays.
I just cleared the last of the tamales last night, so I'll be missing it tonight.
You see, my tamales have been gone for about a week.
Nobody else eats them in my house, so they're like my own personal stash.
The pozole, menudos, tamales, you know, ham, yep. Buñuelos, champurrado.
We need a Thanksgiving in early February to kind of bring it all back again.
Okay. Today in the show.
Oh, wait. Everybody's on a diet. We can't keep eating, can we?
No. Okay. Today in the show, we have two guests. We have Evelyn Perez. She's a mental health rehab specialist, and Renee Felix, program supervisor for the Transition Age Youth Program.
Ooh, the first time I've heard that without an acronym in quite some time. Transition Age Youth Program, Renee.
Transitional Age Youth Program.
What is that program? Let's talk about it.
Well, first of all, good morning, and thanks for inviting us here
to
your radio show. Basically, the Transition Age Youth Program kind of consists of we target the population between 16 and 25-year-old that could be serious emotion disturb, 16 to 25-year-old age bracket, if you want to mention it. And basically what we do is we provide a variety of services there in our program. And basically this program was actually brought up through the Mental Health Services Act, which is I know in your previous shows you've gotten programs that come and talk about Mental Health Services Act, which was actually passed back in 2004, I believe, in which
I remember voting for it
back in 2004, correct? And they wanted to target this population, so that's what we're providing here to the community.
So, with this money from this voter-led fund, you guys have gone and created a program for transitional age youth, 16 to 25. So, why that age group? Why did they need something special that wasn't already there, I guess?
Well, basically, I guess they want to kind of target this population because they're kind of transitioning to adulthood pretty soon.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingüe. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.